Lori Leach is the board chair of the Peace River School Division, and she joins us on the line. Lori, thank you very much for joining us. Nampa School is not closing. Comments on that statement, please.
Absolutely. Thank you for following up regarding Nampa Public School and Policy 15 school closure. February 24th, we gathered to deliberate on all the information that the administration diligently gathered for us regarding Nampa Public Schools operations and costs, the impact of funding changes, and how the new Alberta education funding model affects operations, as well as Nampa Public Schools transportation costs, catchment areas, and busing boundaries. Secretary Treasurer Rhonda Freeman presented the breakdown of the Nampa Public School enrollment since the 2011-2012 school year to the current year, and explained projections for upcoming years. She also gave information on the former funding framework, the new funding model, the division's weighted moving average, the rural small school grant, historical budgeting principles, and the Peace River School Division's surplus deficits and reserves. Nampa Public School costs were outlined under centralized services, instructional costs, plant operations and maintenance, and transportation. The summaries for those totals were given. Superintendent Adam Murray compiled numerous letters submitted by parents and community members. We heard from delegations from the Village of Nampa, Northern Sunrise County, and the Nampa School Council in support of Nampa Public School. We perceived from their presentations that all groups want to work together to find solutions for increasing enrollment at Nampa Public School. Everyone is certainly in agreement. Students are receiving an excellent education at Nampa Public School, and we're also so very proud of the students and staff who made that possible. And then in conclusion, the board passed a motion not to proceed with first reading on closing of the school and instead committed to continue to seek solutions for the viability of all small schools within the village.
The viability of small schools here, Lori, how good of an alternative do you think that is to bring that forward as opposed to just shutting the doors and saying you're moving?
I absolutely think it's something that we need to look into more. The funding formula that we're working on right now, we've only been in effect for 2 years, which, you know, in the last 2 years haven't really been normal circumstances. So we need to continue to work on this. And within Peace River School Division, we have many small schools, so it's something that we have been aware of and continue to work on.
Lori, you also mentioned a list of some people and some organizations that were in support of the school. I ask you, how good was it to get the input of both sides of the debate? In other words, everyone.
Absolutely. School closure is certainly an uncomfortable topic for everyone, but we were very impressed by the attention that the community gave the process. I sincerely thank everyone who participated in a constructive and informative manner that encouraged solutions to support the success of students.
I've caught up with the division and they say that this is not happening, but is there a possibility, and I'm not suggesting that it might happen, but could this issue be brought up again?
It could. We certainly have to do our fiduciary duty every once in a while to look into things on a regular basis and have those conversations as tough as they may be. I think everyone's aware that there's an enrollment concern which causes financial strain. So our goal right now is to kind of increase the enrollment there to see if we can overcome this.
Do you think that enrollment can be increased in the next few years?
Well, I think that the community is very optimistic on that. So we're going to continue to work on it for sure.
Lori Leach is the board chair of the Peace River School Division. Lori, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And if we continue to learn together, we can continue to succeed together. So thank you very much.